Here we go. Okay, so I'm recording. I'm gonna share my screen. We're back in Bitachon. We are finishing up this part of the introduction where he's comparing the Baal HaBitachon to the alchemist, remember? And again, the point of this is not to compare the Baal HaBitachon to the alchemist as much as it is to learn about what the Baal HaBitachon looks like, okay? And I'm feeling it. I'm glad we're like a little bit faster paced than we were before. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling like we're getting somewhere. We're churning. We're like developing our understanding of what bitachon is, okay? And I think that we're gonna make some progress here, in a significant way in this class. And you'll let me know if not, okay? So let's go. Everyone ready? Let's go. We're sharing the screen. We're gonna read it inside screen. Share, guys. Does this work? Yes. Can you see it? Yeah. Can you see it? Okay. Good. Okay. Ready? Here we go. The Hachamishi. Okay, the fifth. We already did four. Here's the fifth. Again, let's just talk about the ground rules that we have to do every time. What is, again, Rav Leuchter's definition of bitachon based on Chovos HaLevavos? Is that bitachon is the basic belief that where I am in my life right now, Hashem is interested in me. That's it. Okay, we're going to add another word in by the end of this class that I think, it's funny, Rav Leuchter doesn't use that word, but I think he uses the concept a lot. And we're going to try it out and we'll see if it keeps fitting in or not, but I think it fits and I think it's a piece of the puzzle that we've been missing, okay? So again, where I am right now in my life, God is interested in me right now. That's like the baseline. And again, it requires of us a certain like attitude or perspective that I'm not future oriented. I'm not trying to get somewhere. Right now, this is where I am, and this is what I care about, and this is the life that I'm. This is what I'm dealing with right now. Is my reality now, not where I'm trying to go or get to. And Hashem is interested in dealing with me right now, not where I am or where I'm trying to get to. Okay, so that's like the base. That's the baseline. Now let's go again. Okay, Hachamishi Shebel Hakimia, this alchemist. And again, we talked about the alchemist not being this like heebie-jeebie like mystical monster, which is hard for us to relate to, right? But the point of the alchemist is that he's trying to create the formula by which he hacks life, right? He's trying to create the formula by which he gets the good life. And we see people doing that nowadays also, right? We see, and again, we're not necessarily knocking them, right? The people who are super into meditation or into like healthy eating and meditation or into like taking 3 weeks off. You know, I told you guys like when we went to the Dominican Republic, is that where it was? I think so, right? Well, for like 2 years ago, Jeff and I went and there was like this guy who didn't tell us his name and he like would run away there and like hide his identity from everybody and like go on vacation, right? So again, people go skiing, like all this stuff, like we see it nowadays also, right? No one's trying to be an alchemist and like find out the potion or whatever, like the mix, but we're all trying to like get the good life fast and in a way that like is a snap, okay? So like that's what we're comparing here. Hachamishi Shebel HaKimia, the alchemist. Tachas Yira Upachan Al Malachto Min HaGadol Ve'ad HaKaton Sheba'am. Basically, it's an interesting word that he uses. You see that tachas, yira, the pachad. He's like, he's under the world, right? He's under the pressure of the world from the greatest people to the lowest person, right? He's basically, he's a subject of the world. He's subject to the world's whims. If it gives him what he wants, that he needs for this hack, then he has what he needs. But otherwise, he doesn't have what he needs, right? He's beholden to the world around him, basically. In contrast to, and we're always going to spend a little bit more time focusing on the second half of this, which is the Baal HaBoteach, right? The HaBoteach Belokim, someone who has bitachon, what does that mean? Yiruhu hagedolim v'nichbedei b'nei adam, av hachayos v'havanim v'vakshim ritzono. Kemoshen Amar, etc., right? He's not only honored by people, but in a way he's like respected and like his goodness is sought by even like animals and inanimate objects, right? So again, what's the point here? Not that like, you know, if you're Bobby Tuckle, you're going to walk by and the rocks are going to like all arrange themselves so you don't trip, right? Like that's not the point here. The point is that this, if you are looking at the world as an alchemist, so to speak, right? If that's what we're trying to do, we're trying to get something out of the world. But because of that, we're a slave to the world, right? We're subject to what the world gives us. And if it gives us what we want, we have it. And if it doesn't give us what we want, we don't have it. As opposed to the Baal HaBitachon, right? Which has a very different shift. The shift being that the world automatically services him. The world always serves the Baal HaBitachon. Why? Because again, this is exactly what we said, right? The point of bitachon, the ground rules of bitachon is that the world that we exist in is set up exactly so that we could do what God is asking of us. So at all times, everything, all people that we encounter, all things that we encounter, anything we encounter in our world is set up so that we could do the work that we need to do in the world. And that is bitachon. Okay, let's continue. And again, it's hounding it in piece after piece, 10 times. That's the section that we're in. Six, Hashishi, Shebal HaKimia, this alchemist, Enu Boteach Mahachalayim V'Hamadvim Shema'arbevino Lav Simchaso Be'oshra. ואינה מניחם אותו להנוס ממה שיש לו, ולהזענג במה שהשיגה ידו, okay? So again, this alchemist is never free from sickness or from ailments that are always mixed in whatever happiness he actually has, so that even if he gets what he wants, right? Even a successful alchemist who has hacked life, I'm going on this skiing trip, I'm running away to the Dominican Republic, right? I never know if I might catch corona when I'm in Dominican Republic. I never know if, like, while I'm doing my yoga, I'm going to sprain my ankle, right? The point of this is not to tell you not to do yoga, right? But the point of this is that the bitachon is a different muscle. It's not that same muscle. It's not the muscle that's trying to get what I want by manipulating my world to give it to me. And because when I am manipulating, and we all do this sometimes, right? We all try to manipulate our worlds to give us what we want, but we are never assured, therefore, that something out of our control, like some sort of sickness, like tripping and spraining our ankle, right? We're never sure that something like that is not going to happen and mess up our plans. Like, again, like this guy from the Dominican Republic, right? You don't know if you're going to catch corona there. You don't know if, like, your flight's going to be canceled, right? Et cetera, et cetera. You don't know if something out of your control is going to come in and throw a wrench. And it's going to say, what's it going to say for the Baal Bitachon, right? We can expect this. Habotech Bashem, it's not possible. Something like that is not possible. In what way? Habotech Bashem. Batuach min hamadvim v'halchalayim. He's protected. He's assured. He's secure from sickness and ailments. In what way? What's he going to say? He's not going to say that he never gets sick. We know that people who have bitachon get sick. So what's he about to say? Ela al derech hakapara or al derech hatemura. Kamos shekasuv, etc., etc. And again, it's interesting. He's quoting every piece here. He's like, I'm not making this up, guys, right? Like, I keep skipping that part, but maybe I shouldn't, right? But he's quoting Yeshayah. He's quoting Tehillim. He's quoting. He's telling you, like, I'm not making this up. Like, I'm gleaning this from the Torah. That's how we know these things about someone who has bitachon. So again, what does that mean that the Baal Bitachon is free from these kinds of sicknesses or ailments? It's not saying that he's never going to get sick. It's not saying that his flights are not going to get canceled. If you have bitachon, you'll never get sick. If you have bitachon, your flight will never get canceled. If you have bitachon, you'll never sprain your leg in the middle of yoga, right? Like, obviously, that's not what it's saying. And that's not what it's saying, right? It says, Ela al derech hakapara o al derech hatumura. The alchemist, meaning when we're trying to control life to give us what we want, we're never sure if we're going to be thrown something outside of our control that's going to mess up the whole plan. If you're a Baal Bitachon, when we have Bitachon, we are sometimes thrown things that are out of our control. That's part of life. We are often thrown things, we could say, that are out of our control. But they never mess up our life. They don't mess up our life. They are part of what God wants us to deal with in our life. They are part of our life, right? Al derech hakapara o al derech hatemura. Temura is like a recompense for like reward, okay? Increase of reward. So either it's atonement or it's reward. Whatever happens to you that's out of your control is still part of your story. It's still part of your life. It's still part of the things that Hashem wants you to deal with. Okay, let's go on. Let's see. Number 7. Hashvi. Shabal Kimia, the alchemist. Efshar shelo yagia el mizono. B'ma sheyesh latzo min hazav v'akesef mipnei shelo yihia ha'ochal nimtza b'iro b'ktasa itim kamo shenemar. Okay? So again, the alchemist is never assured that, let's say, the example given here is that he could buy food, right? He's never assured that even if he has a lot of money, he's going to be able to buy food. The point is not necessarily the food, right? The point is like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? He's not sure that he's going to be able to meet his basic needs. Here, the Baal Bitachon, right? It's another thing that's out of his control. He's never sure that he'll actually always have food. Versus Habotech Bashem, Lo Yiv Tar Mimenu Mizono, B'chol Eis, B'chol Makom, Ad Sof Yomav. He will never be lacking food, no matter what, in any time and in any place. And then a bunch of quotes again. Okay? So again, this is not saying that anyone who has Bitachon has food. So you could be like, a poor person who comes and knocks at your door, you're like, what was that? A poor person who comes and knocks at your door, you're like, really sorry, if you had bitachon, we wouldn't have to have this conversation. So come back when you have bitachon, and you don't need my money, you need bitachon. So here's Chovos HaLevavos, go learn it, goodbye, gesunte hei, right? That's not obviously what this is talking about here. It's not talking about food per se, it's talking about the baseline of our basic needs. And again, the alchemist is never 100% sure that his basic needs will be met. Even if they are at any given point, he's never sure that 3 months from now, 2 months from now, 3 years from now, they're going to be met. The Baal Bitachon functions in an absolutely different way, right? Because he's always sure that the baseline of what he needs for his Avodas Hashem is given to him. That's ground zero of Bitachon. That's why we're still in the introduction, still talking about this. You see this? We're beating it over our heads. We have what we need. We have what we need to do our mission in the world. That is the point of Bitachon. we see it again and again and again. It was actually nice to like do 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 instead of just like 5 and 6 and then 7 and 8 and then 9 and 10, because then you get the whole picture. You see the themes that are developing here, and we're going to stop after 10 and go back to the theme, because I think it's making it, it's for sure for me, like I felt like the shift, it's like starting to make it clear. Okay. 8. Hashmini. Shabala kimia einenu mis'akev b'shum makom miyiraso shema yizgala sodo. Right. He could never delay, but he can never delay too long in a certain area because he's worried that maybe he'll be discovered, right? Like, again, he's like trying to hack life, and it's exactly like this guy, right? In Dominican Republic, he stayed there for a little bit and he left, and then he comes back when there are different people there, and then he leaves, right? And you see that people who are trying, like, it's like once a week I do this like special whatever it is that we're trying to do. Again, it's fine, we all do it, but we see, like, we could just say when we're trying to control our lives, we do it in these like little spurts, right? Because, and like, we don't want anyone to like discover our like magical secret. Babateach belokim, and bateach elokim is exactly the opposite. Babitcha ba'arto uvevnuchas nefesh bimkomo, right? He's always secure in his place. He's always secure in his land, right? Nothing shakes him. One second, I feel like I'm missing something here. Okay, good, right? Here it's fascinating, right? It's another aspect of this, which is that the alchemist is necessarily disconnected from his world. Right? He's scared. He's scared of being found out. The world that he's building around his hack, so to speak, is insecure. And the Bala Bitachon, you see, he builds this world around himself and around his Bitachon, and he settles in it. Bitachon does not disconnect him from his world and his reality. Isn't it interesting? We think sometimes people who are like have a lot of Bitachon are removed from the world. And it's exactly the opposite picture that we're painting here. It's like the alchemists, people who are trying to hack life, remove themselves from the world. And the Bala Bitachon entrenches himself further and deeper into his world. He's the most connected person with his world. Someone who has Bitachon. It's fascinating, isn't it? He's in his land, he's in his place, and he has Bitachon there. Etc., etc. Read the quotes. Hachi, 9. Ready? It's good, right? Isn't it good? It's different to like hear it like again after again after again. You see the pattern developing. You see the theme. I think so. You'll let me know afterwards. Okay, Hachi, Shabal Hakimia, the alchemist, Lo Talunu Hakimia, Shalo Ba'achariso. Right? His alchemy, whatever hack he's doing in this world, it's only helping him in this world, even if he's successful, right? Even if he's successful, he's only going to succeed in this world. It doesn't go with him, you know, to all eternity, ba'achariso, to his end, so to speak. V'lo yasig ba ba'olam haza, zulas habitachon min harish v'hatzorech livnei adam. And even what he gets in this world is just like, you know, basic assurance. It's basic assurance of his needs, it's basic assurance of his happiness, it's basic assurance of him not needing to depend on other people. Again, he gets the good life. That's what he gets. Habotech ba'ashem, Badabotech Bashem, Yalunu Gmul Bitchono Ba'ulam Haza Ulaulam Haba. His recompense, his Gmul, his payback for his Bitachon, he gets in this world and the next world. So this is also just like a fascinating thing if we think about it for half a second, because you see the Lashon of the Chovos HaLevavos, Habotech Bashem, someone who believes in Hashem, Yalunu, Yalunu Gmul, his Gmul will like lie upon him, meaning he'll get it. Bitchono, ba'olam hazeh ul olam haba. It's the same thing. His bitachon works in this world, and in the same way it works in this world, it works in the next world. It has a payoff in this world, and it has a payoff in the next world. But the payoff is the same thing. You see that? It's smooth. Habotech b'Hashem yalunu gemul bitchono ba'olam hazeh ul olam haba. He gets the gemul in olam hazeh and in olam haba. It's not like we think, right? This is like a shkafic point that we've spoken about for many years, us, and you know, in Queens from like years back, that we think like, okay, you know, listen, I'm going to do a mitzvah of saying a bracha before I eat. Okay, and that's not a good example. I would say tzitzit, but like that's also not a good example because it's not for women. So let's say I'm going to do the mitzvah of, I'm trying to think of a good example here. Whatever, let's just say, let's say saying a bracha before we eat. Okay. So I'm going to do the mitzvah of saying a bracha before I eat. So we think like, why am I doing that? I get like points, right? Every time I say a bracha before I eat, I get like mitzvah points. I get 5 mitzvah points. And for bracha achrona, I get 10 mitzvah points, right? And then I die and I go to Shemayim, and Hashem adds up my mitzvah points and gives me some sort of gemul and olam haba, right? That's called gemul and olam haba. What I'm doing now is not the gemul. What I'm doing now is not the reward. What I'm doing now is earning my reward somewhere else. And he's saying, that's not how it works. You don't, especially bitachon. It's not that you're doing the right thing now so that your payoff is later. You're doing the right thing now and your payoff is now. And your payoff is later. And the payoff is the same thing. And what's that thing? The same thing that we are expecting the payoff to be in Olam Haba, which is some sort of connection to something outside of ourselves, something greater than ourselves, right? We talked about this by Yom Noraim last year, which again, like, was just like mind-blowing to me when I read it in Mechtav Melio, right? That we are ourselves in Olam Haba too. And that's what's happening here too. The effect that we have on ourselves here with Bitachon is the same effect that we carry in Olam Haba, which is this connection to Hashem, connection to something greater than ourselves. Our lives, ourselves, are connected to something beyond ourselves here and in the next world. Okay, number 10, and that's it. And then we're going to go and reflect on the themes. And I see that I'm going very fast through this class, which is great. Ha'ashiri, the 10th. Shabal HaKimia, the alchemist. Im Yodea Im Yano Tihiya Sibas Moso. Mipnei Shema Shehu Mishto. Okay, fine. If the Baal HaKimia, if what he's doing becomes known, it will be or might be the cause of his death. Why? Mipnei Shema Shehu Mishtal Debatoreach Bo Hefach An Hagasa Olam. How he's functioning goes against the way that the world is supposed to function. Umanhi Kakol, and the director of everything, meaning God, Yashlita love, Mishim Isuhu, Kisha'inu Yodea, Lhali Mesodo. Hashem will send someone against him, or might send someone against him. It's will, okay, like that's the lashon here. Let's like stick with this saying, right? It says like Hashem will send someone after him basically to kill him, if he's not keeping his secret to himself. Isn't that interesting? But someone who trusts in Hashem, kasher yivada bitchono, when what he's doing becomes public, right? When his bitachon becomes public, in the same way that the alchemist's, you know, hack became public. So if the alchemist's hack becomes public, Hashem's going to send someone after him, basically, or might or will send someone after him to take him down. If the Baal Bitachon's bitachon becomes public, yigdal be'enei habrios, he will become great in the eyes of everybody. V'ich beduhu b'nei Adam, and everyone will give him honor. V'ish barchu b'kir vaso b'riyaso, okay, b'kir vaso b'riyaso, v'yigorim l'sakanas iro v'lidchos ha'pigayim me'al anshe mekomo. And not only that, not only will he be honored and held in esteem by everybody and whatever, but also it'll cause the fixing up of his city and to like disperse any bad things that might have happened to the place where he's in. Okay, so again, not only is he honored if what he's doing becomes public, but also he has this like ripple effect of a good impact on his city and on everything that's happening around him, and he basically like is this like magic preventative thing. What is that noise? This magic preventative thing that allows people to not be badly affected. Okay, good. So this is like a little weird, right? This part where again, it's like a little hard to understand. I'm going to stop sharing now. That was like a little hard to understand, that last piece. Are people leaving? What's going on? I'm going to have to yell at them afterwards. Okay, so that thanks y'all for that smile. So sorry, I lost my train of thought. Okay, so that part is a little bit weird, right? Like the last part with the people, like Hashem's going to send someone after him, right? Like what's going on here? Like what's that dimension about, right? And again, so here it's the same mechanism where it's that you see that the alchemist's hack, even if he's successful, is not beneficial to society. Right? In a way that Hashem holds him accountable. Hashem says to him basically like, you've figured out how to hack this, but it's not how the world is supposed to work. Right? You're going against the grain of how the world is supposed to work, and it's not good for people. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And Hashem almost like has to take him down for the sake of the public. Versus, again, the Baal HaBitachon, where not only is Bitachon positively affecting himself, but it's having this like ripple effect on those around him that also, again, it's also not working within the bounds of nature. That's what Bitachon does, right? Bitachon allows us to not be stuck in our reality. Things shift when we have Bitachon, right? The world shifts, the nature shifts, the world around us shifts. It's not the point of Bitachon, but it's the effect of Bitachon, right? For sure we're working outside of nature, but it's a positive thing. It has a positive impact on us and has a positive impact on the world around us. And Hashem looks on that favorably. So again, all of this taken together, all 10 of these steps, and then we're stopping here for now. That's all we're doing is these 10 today. So if we look at all of these together, it's like it paints a certain picture for us that I think is actually extremely important to think about, which is that it's this contrast of the alchemist, so to speak, to the Baal Bitachon, and that was all these 10 steps. And the theme that you see of Bitachon developing throughout all of this is somebody who, in a fascinating way, is extremely connected to the world around them. Extremely connected to the world around them, but the power differential is like totally different than the alchemist. The alchemist is dependent on control, on the world happening the way that he needs it to give him what he needs to be happy and settled. And the Baal Bitachon is exactly the opposite. The Baal Bitachon is working it, whatever his world gives him necessarily is what he feels and what he knows that he needs in order to accomplish what he's meant to accomplish. And that was kind of like the switch that I got after I read all these in a row, and again, like kind of like learn them up in a row, is that the term that we have to use when talking about Bitachon that we haven't used yet is the term about mission. Bitachon is very much connected to our belief in our own mission in the world. And that we have a mission, that Hashem is interested in us. And Bitachon, again, is that focus on my world around me has set the stage for my mission already. Bitachon is not about my mission starts, my Avodas Hashem starts. What Hashem is interested in me, when Hashem is interested in me, is that point over there. In that future, when I have this situation, when I have that situation, Hashem is looking at me to do something over there. Or I need Hashem to change something over there so that I could perform my mission. That's not what it is. It's not. Bitachon is this massive focus on the here and now in our lives and the understanding that what we have right now is the blueprint for the mission that we're expected to fulfill. And that is it. That is it. That's our ground point. That's our starting point. That's our basic belief here. The world that we have right now, the reality that I have been given, is my mission. It has already started. It doesn't start at that point over there. It starts now, and it has started already. And my job is to look at my life and connect to my life and to read through that my own understanding of what's being asked of me and just try to step up to that. At any point, in any circumstances, no matter if I've done them to myself, if someone else has done them to me, no matter what shifts, no matter what changes, nothing throws that off. Nothing in my world could throw that off. Whatever my world is, that's where my mission starts, and that's right here. Questions? Good. Okay. Let me know if this pace worked a little bit better. I think it's good. I think it's also shorter, which is, I think is also good. Going to turn off the recording.